That's your Mountain Rock, Q94. That's Troy and the song Gallows on the Mountain of Rock. I'm Gary Lee. Glad to have you tuned in. And here we go. It's week one of high school football. Of course, real quick, recapping last night, the Missouri Tigers, they picked up a win. The Arkansas Razorbacks picked up a win. Neon Dion and his Buffaloes barely picked up a win. But now here's the thing. They were playing just no slouch. That's a pretty good team out of the Missouri Valley Conference. North Dakota State, I think, is who it was. They're pretty dadgum salty, and they've got the resume to prove it. Well, in studio is West Plains Zizzer head coach, Joel Wyatt. Hey, man.
Morning, Gary.
Here we are. Did you watch any football last night?
Well, I watched a little bit of the Tigers, yeah.
It's a win.
Yeah, for week one, they looked really good, especially the first quarter.
Yeah, the first three series, they really did. And then, Harlan and I was at the house, and we was watching it. And they tried to get a little cute, and then it took them a little while to kind of overcome that. Now, you're a coach, and, coaches, you get pressure from players. You're having a good run and everything's going good. And, the player's like, oh, come on, coach. Come on. We do it in practice. And then you do it and it bites you right in the rear, doesn't it? More times than not.
Yeah, they just put the ball on the ground there on a little trying to run burden on the jet sweep and turnover. And then they just got a little stagnant. But overall, good win. Packed house.
Oh, man.
They definitely look like a team to be reckoned with.
Well, here it is. Week one, you're headed to Mountain Home. You play like you practice. Do you buy that?
Definitely. I'm a big believer in it. That doesn't mean that, you practice poorly. I've had teams practice poorly, and then Friday night they flip the switch and they play well, and then there's a flip side to that coin.
I'm a gamer.
And you practice well all week, and then you go out there and lay an egg. So you never know when you're dealing with high schoolers. But for the most part, I'm a big believer. If you've had a good week of practice, I think that carries over to Friday night.
What was this past week's emphasis? What was the target that you wanted to see accomplished?
Well, just execution and both sides of the ball, getting lined up right defensively, and not getting beat deep, and offensively being able to get our substitutions in and out, and just being able to execute.
Yeah. Well, tonight it's the Mountain Home Bombers, and you've had time to study and talk and ponder and put together a game plan. What have you seen out of the Mountain Home Bombers?
Well, it's kind of there's a lot of uncertainty going into this game. We don't have any film on them because they haven't played other than their benefit game.
And, yeah.
That was live streamed, but then after the game,
it's gone.
And then, you can go by last year to a certain degree, but, they got a new quarterback. Mm-hmm. They had a, 1,000-yard rusher graduate. So, there's some uncertainty for me because, people can say, well, you and Steve were together 15 years. Yeah, he's changed so much defensively. It's not even the same. And, the Brock and Darren, there's probably a little bit more of
an idea
of what's going on because, they haven't been apart that long. But, just some uncertainty. We do know that they got all of their linemen back. They're pretty good size up front, strong. I've seen some weight room numbers posted by Steve. So they're strong. They've got a new 6'4 athletic quarterback.
Yeah.
So they got two good running backs with some speed in the Miller and Chenoweth kids. So,
well, and you know Darren, I mean, he loves to find the mismatches. You know, he'll spread it out and try to force his hand to get a matchup that's going to, you know, produce some success. And if you feel the box, he'll throw it. If you, you know, go into a, you know, cover two or something to take away the pass, then he's going to try and run it. It is quite the chess game, isn't it?
It is. There's a lot of things going on as far as coaching staffs and friendships,
yeah,
and all that. I'm sure some former players, Steve and I have been told, you know, are going to be there. So, mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of side notes in this game.
Well, it's a good week one, you know. Now Mountain Home, of course, I don't know how many they're going to be platooning that's going both ways. You know, I mean, it's week one, probably more this week for everybody, bigger schools, than say week seven or week eight.
Definitely. Yeah. It's going to be hot.
Rainy.
You know, the first game, there's going to be a lot of, you know, you get a lot of kids in there. You're going to have to rotate in special teams to give a starter there a break. But, there's going to be a lot of kids that – it happens every year. There's going to be some kid that is going to get more reps than he originally thought he would.
Now, the week one, I think it's the first 3 weeks. Correct me if I'm wrong. First 3 weeks, the officials, they have official water breaks. And that's like at 4 minutes and then, you know, each quarter, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's every 4 minutes. I'm not sure if it's first 3 weeks, first 4 weeks. Yeah, I'm not sure what that is.
Well, the forecast, I'm sure you've been kind of keeping an eye on that as well. Do you, going into a game like this, any game, and you see the potential, you know, for rain today and then rain tonight, and is it different turf and grass, but do you kind of have to have maybe two game plans in your back pocket? Okay, guys, it's soppy, wet. Here's what we're going with. Because, you know, I mean, if it's dry, it's different. I mean, that puts a lot more stress on a week's preparation, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's just going to depend on the, you know, how much rain we're getting, how hard it's coming down.
Because they got turf, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, as far as rainfall amounts, we're less than a tenth of an inch. So it's just going to be enough to really make the football wet, slippery, and make coaches really nervous.
Yeah, I mean, if it's, you know, you've got to have those conversations with your quarterback and your center, and you got to make sure we got towels and make sure we're getting a new ball in there, you know, every so many plays or series, and you know, hopefully it's not a downpour. If it's a downpour, then, you know, then that definitely changes your philosophy.
Now, and if there's lightning, then it's 30 minutes after the last lightning strike before teams can get back on the field. But if it's just rain, you know, I mean, that can play on. Players probably like it. Coaches don't. But with turf, it your footing is still there a little bit. Isn't it with turf? I've never played on it, so I have no idea.
Yeah, it's not bad. There's, you know, you get some slippery spots, but just depends on what part of the field it may have been. Because turf, there's some wear as well, but obviously not like grass. But you know, it just depends on the surface.
So tonight at Mountain Home, the West Plains Zizzers, and what are going to be some of the keys, you know, aside from the obvious, you know, don't turn the ball over, you know, don't get penalties. What's it going to take?
Well, the biggie we always stress is, you know, you got to take care of the football, ball security. We got to win the turnover battle. We've got to be the more physical team, and you know, we can't give up the big plays. We can't get beat over the top. You know, we know Darren's going to take his shots, and you know, our DBs have really got to stay on top, keep everything in front of them.
It downfield blocking too is going to be a key factor. You know, Coach Airey, of course, you and Steve know one another very well, but the emphasis of offensively, you know, downfield blocking. Yeah, you got your man, you created a hole, now go find somebody else. But that's all the game film I look at. You know, good teams, they have that ability to finish plays, blocking downfield 5, 10, 15 yards downfield. They're still, you know, man on man, trying to make room.
Yeah, that's got to come from your receivers. You know, that's where you get your, that's where your
5 yard your
5 yard gain can turn
20.
Into 20.
Yeah,
you know, we've got to, and that's sometimes those guys don't want to do that. You know, they want to get the ball thrown to them or whatever the case may be. But we really stress, got to be able to block on the perimeter, and so that's where you get your big runs.
Now, Steve, he has switched up his defense a little bit. Forefront, do you think you pretty much thinking you're going to see a forefront out of him?
No, he's very multiple. But he, like I said, he's changed so much. You know, he was a four-man front for years, and he's playing a lot of odd front now. But you know, he's got both of them in his toolbox, so he can play both.
Sometimes it looks like he's almost sliding into a 62. You know, where he's pinching those DN. You know, he's bringing two more players up on the line of scrimmage, and if you know, taking away the run more so. But it's going to be a lot of fun tonight. And then, of course, you know, the new conference and all that. You've got two out-of-conference games. But as we head into this week one, you know, there's a lot of people that volunteer their time, that donate their money, that, you know, offer to feed the kids. Some kids need cleats and, you know, their parents can't afford it. They step up and they don't give their names. They don't shout out. But having a community like that to step up is key, isn't it?
It's huge. Our quarterback club has done a great job with us. You know, from our new watering system we got put in yesterday for the kids for their water breaks, rather than having to haul the water cows down the hill. And so that's huge. And, you know, last year, you know, we got our lockers. I mean, we got 50 open, nice lockers with shoulder pad racks. We got four pop-up dummies this year. And, you know, we got a storage shed last year. You know, it's just constant from the T-shirts to our practice gear with the compression shirts and shorts. So, you know, it's just constantly giving back by those people. And then different churches for the meals, and different families providing us meals as well.
Well, here it is. Did your wife take a picture of you like yesterday or something, because you're going to be absent?
No, but she knows that when football season gets here, it's a different lifestyle, and you know, that's just the way it is.
Well, personally, you know, as a coach, having that rock, that security at home, how much value is that?
Well, it's huge. I think, you know, there's an old saying that there's a special place in heaven for coaches' wives, and I think that's very true, because they've got to be flexible, they got to be understanding, they've got to realize that hey, football comes first. And you know, Steve could tell you that. We've had those conversations, and you know, they are really put on the back burner, you know, hopefully until late
after
November,
Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So
I mean, yeah, if you're still playing Thanksgiving weekend, it's going to be a good year.
Correct.
And I think the wives know that.
Oh, well, they do. They do. Yeah.
But here it is. Coach, thanks so much for stopping by. And week one, there's not a whole lot that we can really, there's not a whole lot that really can be said. We know who the players are. We kind of talked about that in that preseason. And we'll have more data and more information after week one. We just hope that it's a healthy, safe victory. And we'll chat about that next week.
Thanks, Gary.
All right. Head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, Joel Wyatt.